Happy day after Super Tuesday. How did your candidate do? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on a snowy morning in southern and east central Wisconsin. We will keep you posted on the weather as we go along this morning. As we heard in state news, heavier snow is on the way. Hundreds of schools across southern Wisconsin are closed today. Forecasters expect 18 inches or more in some areas before it's all over later today. So take care if you have to go out in this morning. We will keep our focus, though, on the presidential race and the results from the Super Tuesday contest yesterday, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We will explore the results in some depth this hour with former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. We'll probably focus a little bit more on the Republican side of the race, but not entirely. We certainly want to know what Chris Lotto has to say about the tight race on the Democratic side as well. We are welcoming in someone with a Democratic point of view in our next hour to do more of that as we examine the results of Super Tuesday. Chris Lotto is a public relations account executive for Avacom Marketing Communications in Waukesha. He is the former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and he has managed Republican and independent campaigns. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Are you getting snowed in right now?
I'm just looking out my window. I'm in Jefferson County, and I am. I think when we get off the air, I'm going to bust out my sled because it looks like a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it is a day for a snow day. Governor Doyle canceled his visit last night to Chicago. He was going to go and celebrate with Barack Obama, but it's on the wire this morning that Governor Doyle is going to appear at organizing events in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Eau Claire, and La Crosse on behalf of Barack Obama this week. It looks like Wisconsin's primary on February 19th is indeed going to mean something.
Well, absolutely it's going to. I mean, the next couple of weeks, things are really going to heat up here in the Badger State, and it's going to be a lot of fun because things are really unsettled at this point. Obviously, if we had been in there a little bit earlier, we would have had more candidates to choose from. But really, the spotlight is going to turn to us now, and we're going to see a lot of the candidate visits, and it's going to be an exciting time.
Yeah.
It really will, and you know, it's a good reminder of you know, like how things went in the presidential race in 2004, where the eyes of the nation were on Wisconsin. There, I mean, we are definitely a player in this race.
Yeah. What, even on the Republican side, will we see John McCain coming here?
I have to think he will be here. I obviously, it was a great night for John McCain last night, but it's not over yet. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what Mitt Romney decides. Huckabee all along has been saying that he is going to stay in the fight. So I guess the question becomes at this point whether Mitt Romney decides that he wants to ride this out for a little while longer and spend millions and millions of more dollars, or whether he's going to rethink that strategy.
Yeah. Here's what Mitt Romney said last night.
You know, Ann came to me and she said, you know, the one thing that's clear tonight is that nothing's clear. But I think she's wrong. One thing that's clear is this campaign's going on.
Yeah!
But then cooler heads prevailed. No, they decided that there would be frank discussions today as to whether the campaign would go on.
Well, I think as you look at what happened on Super Tuesday and you look ahead to the contest to come, it is very difficult for Mitt Romney to draw a path to victory. Super Tuesday certainly helped clinch that. You know, not only did McCain perform where he needed to perform well, including in California, but Mike Huckabee stole some of Mitt Romney's thunder. Kind of dividing up that strongly conservative pie to a certain degree, and then Mike Huckabee scored some victories in the Bible Belt, and folks were ready to write off Mike Huckabee. And I again, like Mitt Romney, don't see where he has a clear path to getting the nomination, but he is definitely acting as the spoiler for Mitt Romney right now.
Does he have a clear path to a vice presidential invite?
Well, that's an interesting question, and you know, it remains to be seen whether that's going to happen. I think that you know, the question of what a vice presidential candidate brings to the ticket is a debatable one. Clearly, what John McCain is going to have to do here in the weeks and months ahead is he's really going to have to shore up that conservative base. And you've been talking about it, and been talking about it all over the nation with folks like, you know, Rush Limbaugh on conservative radio, folks like James Dobson, the conservative leader, saying that under no circumstances are they going to support John McCain. Well, at some point, the Republican Party and the conservative wing is going to have to wake up and say, look, we need to come together here. Otherwise, it's going to be 4 years of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. And at some point, you're going to have to bite the bullet and say, well, is half a loaf better than nothing at all? And that's what's going to have to happen. And the question becomes, when does that rebuilding of the Republican Party begin? Will it begin in a couple of weeks? Will it begin, further out from there? Obviously, the sooner Republicans can get their arms around one candidate, they can then focus on rebuilding the party. And obviously, that gives them an advantage against the Democrats, where this fight could continue, until the convention.
We're talking with Chris Lotto. He is a former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He is now a public relations account executive for Avacom Marketing Communications in Waukesha. He's talking with us about the Super Tuesday results. John McCain emerged the clear front runner. Last night, Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney said they would stay in the race, though. And Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are in a very tight race. She emerged with a lead in delegates after yesterday's voting, but Obama is not far behind. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your questions and reactions to the Super Tuesday results and where the race for the White House goes from here. We know it's coming to Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Very happy to have you with us on this day after Super Tuesday, Wednesday, February the 6th. It's about 18 minutes past 7 o'clock now. Coming up this afternoon, more analysis of the Super Tuesday results on an NPR News special between 1 and 3 this afternoon. Instead of Talk of the Nation, a special programming on the Super Tuesday results. And then Ben Marins will be welcoming in a guest after 4 o'clock this afternoon to also look at the results from the contests held yesterday. We are talking about them all morning long. Talked with a general analyst in our last hour. This hour, we're talking with Chris Lotto, a public relations account executive for a communications firm in Waukesha, a former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. In our next hour, we'll also be talking with somebody who I believe worked in the Clinton administration and has been following closely the Democratic side of the ticket. We welcome your thoughts and questions about the results. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. As mentioned, on the Republican side, John McCain, the front runner. He won big last night, including California. His challengers, though, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, say they are staying in the race. On the Democratic side, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, sort of a split decision there. They both came away with important wins. Hillary Clinton won California and New York and even Massachusetts. Neither, though, can claim an overall victory. Barack Obama won more states than Hillary Clinton. She is ahead in delegates, but he is closing the gap. It's a race. Stephen LaCrosse is our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a Republican voter. And I am a McCain supporter. I had a question about the conventional wisdom that the Huckabee is acting as a spoiler. I see Huckabee as a non-traditional Republican, kind of a populist appeal to him. And I see some cooperation between him and the McCain campaign. And I think they like each other. And they don't like Romney. But it looks like the conservative voters are splitting between Huckabee and Romney. I'm just wondering if Huckabee were not in the race, would McCain be chasing Romney instead of the other way around.
Hmm? Chris Lotto?
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up on the question a little bit.
He wondered if Huckabee was not in the race, would McCain be chasing Romney?
I suspect not. I think one of the things that Mitt Romney has really struggled with in this campaign, and his campaign is a great indication or reason why, you know, money doesn't always seal the deal in politics. I mean, Mitt Romney has spent tens of millions of dollars, and combined, Mike Huckabee and John McCain have spent a fraction of that. I mean, 6 months ago, we were all concerned about John McCain possibly getting out of the race because he was out of money and had to ask his staffers to go without pay. I think what Mitt Romney has struggled with, and it's something that we've analyzed, at Avacom, where I am now, is the message and how that message is being portrayed. And I think that Romney has struggled and failed, frankly, to define a clear message about who he is. Conservatives are not completely sold on him. He is the former governor of an at best moderate state, and has taken his own share of criticism and heat for flip flopping, for going back on some issues, and taking fairly liberal stances in the past, and then trying to shore up his conservative bona fides. Now, I think Mitt Romney would be facing a struggle no matter what. He just has not been able to define himself clearly enough to enough people out there, and it obviously doesn't help that Mike Huckabee is in the race, because Mike Huckabee is peeling away. The evangelical, the strongly conservative Christian votes away from Mitt Romney, who, at this stage of the game after Super Tuesday, is looking, you know, more and more like it's going to be hard for him to find a path to the nomination. And going back to the question of who would be a good vice presidential candidate, it's pretty clear that if John McCain were to pick someone who was strongly conservative, who has the admiration of conservatives and evangelical conservatives, that would clearly be a step in the right direction at the very least. But John McCain has to do a lot of bridge building. He has alienated a lot of a fair number of Republicans over time, and there's obviously a lot of them out there who are still not willing to fully embrace him as the candidate yet. And in some quarters, he is obviously being criticized strongly, vociferously. So he has his work cut out for him in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah. Did you have something else, Steve?
Well, I was wondering who he thought the stronger candidate for the Democrats would be. It looked like Hillary did very well among women again, and also Hispanics, two groups Republicans have struggled with. But Obama overwhelmingly carried the black vote, both male and female. So what's your preference for an opponent in the fall for Republicans?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I have just a little anecdote I'll tell you about. A Republican who I'm close to, who has been involved in races, has worked with the state party, is going to, on February 19th, vote for Barack Obama. She is not particularly impressed with the Republican field as it stands, and likes the message that Obama is portraying. So the question becomes, who's going to play the big role here? Minority voters, black voters in particular, turning out in force for Barack Obama. His message is resonating with young voters. His campaign is taking on a momentum that is really something to see, it ought to scare some people. I think the national polls at this point show that McCain would be a very strong contender. So I think that the momentum that Barack Obama is building up is something that has to concern Republicans. On the other hand, with Hillary Clinton, she clearly, you know, knows how to run a campaign. She is surrounded by people who know how to run campaigns and know how to win. But the negatives on Hillary Clinton are so high. And I have to think that even those who have been strenuously objecting to having John McCain as the Republican nominee, the thought of having Hillary Clinton in the White House for 4 years would have to be a contributing factor to get people to rethink that position. I think that a McCain versus Hillary matchup would be an interesting one to watch. And I think that in that scenario, McCain can pull it out.
Yeah. Well, then you don't buy the Ann Coulter line that she would campaign for Hillary rather than vote for John McCain.
Well, I think the question is whether Hillary would want her out there, campaigning for her. Those kinds of statements are bizarre to me. Again, I think the idea that Republicans are willing to cut off their nose to spite their face in this fashion is just daffy to me. And I think that I think you're going to see some reconsideration of that position as time goes on, and John McCain does have to work hard to bring the conservatives that are breaking away back under the tent, and he knows that as well, and I think we'll be mapping out a strategy to get that done.
Yeah, Steve said that he sees McCain and Huckabee getting along and cooperating. Do you want to talk about West Virginia? Were they cooperating in West Virginia?
I don't think so. I think your guest the last hour kind of explained that. I mean, I think at this stage of the game, it's still every man for himself, and I don't think there's any evidence of that. I mean, we're seeing, Mitt Romney, kind of lashing out recently, and I think that's a sign of a candidate who's starting to feel the heat and getting a little bit desperate. I don't see any evidence of that.
Yeah. Someone who just dropped off wanted to know if you thought McCain might need a conservative like Fred Thompson on his running ticket as vice president.
Well, potentially. I mean, I think that that John McCain has to look at the field out there and weigh his options and decide who's going to be the best pick. I mean, early on, I think we were all fascinated by the notion of a Fred Thompson candidacy, but he seems to me to have been the 2008 equivalent of Wesley Clark, where there was a lot more excitement about him before he actually got into the race, and once he got in, everybody kind of went, well, let's move on. So, again, John McCain is going to have to take the steps to shore up that conservative base, and whether that's adding a Fred Thompson or a Mike Huckabee eventually on the ticket, I'm sure is something that he is going to have to look at closely and consider, because he does have to mend some fences here, and that could go a long way toward getting that done.
Dan in Wanakee is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I just wanted to pitch in that Huckabee might be a risky vice president candidate ever since he said that he wanted to change the Constitution to, like, fit his view of the Christian religion. So I think that concerns a lot of people. Then real quick on the Democrat side, Barack Obama has been behind in the polls oftentimes, and once he gets a chance to go and dump there and get his message out, he'll do like 30-point swings, down 20, now he's up 10. So he's definitely got the advantage here in this race. The Super Tuesday scenario was against him because it was so many states at one time, and now that they're going to be going a couple at a time, he's got the advantage. And also he'll have the advantage against McCain in the presidency, because right now McCain's got him by a few points. Well, McCain would need to have him by maybe 20 points right now, because a lot of people don't know him, and you're not going to get Obama supporters switching over to McCain once they hear him, but the other way around, I think you'll get a lot of that.
Oh, well, quite the analysis from Dan. We don't have time to address all of that before our newscast. Very quickly, would Huckabee be a risky vice presidential choice because of his religious beliefs?
Well, clearly there are some sectors out there who are very uncomfortable with some of Mike Huckabee's stances. So, in certain quarters, that absolutely would be a liability. And McCain has to consider the full field of options out there and decide that if he wants to shore up that conservative base and take some steps toward that, who is the best running mate for that job?
We'll get your take on Dan's other comments after we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday, February the 6th. The weather outside is frightful for much of southern and east central Wisconsin under a winter storm warning today, so hunker down, be careful. We're talking about Super Tuesday presidential contest results with Chris Lotto, who formerly is with the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He is the former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He's now a public relations account executive for Avacom Marketing Communications in Waukesha. We're talking about what happened yesterday in 24 states voting in presidential contests. With more than 40% of the delegates needed to secure the GOP presidential nomination under his belt, John McCain is calling himself the front runner, and he says he doesn't mind it one bit. McCain has taken most of the Super Tuesday prizes, including California. Rivals Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee also scored wins and vow to stay in the race. Hillary Hillary Rodham Clinton says her debate with Barack Obama will continue as Super Tuesday failed to produce a clear frontrunner on the Democratic side. Obama has captured more states, but Clinton leads in the delegate count. Well, what's your reaction to the Super Tuesday results? What questions do you have? How did your candidate do? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jonathan in Madison is with us next. Hi, Jonathan. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask your guest if he thinks we'll hear anything else from Ron Paul this season, and maybe why his own party never really gave him a shot.
My sense is that Ron Paul was just viewed as somebody who is not a true Republican, and obviously we can debate what a true Republican is, but I think at best he was seen as more of a libertarian and a contrarian than as anything resembling a party leader. And I think that the party in general was just not prepared to get behind him. I mean, I know that Ron Paul enjoys a small but very enthusiastic base of support, and that's good for him. But I think, the Republican Party and its members as a whole just sort of greeted him with a shrug and considered his views to be really outside the mainstream of Republican thought for the most part.
Yeah. Does he have any delegates?
I believe he has a small handful. I think the last number I saw was less than 10, but please don't hold me to that.
Yeah.
He has won a few and for a while was doing better than, Rudy Giuliani, which is a sad commentary on how Rudy Giuliani's campaign went. But again, his base of support, they're out there working the internet and getting on message boards and talking about Ron Paul, and that's great, but it hasn't really translated into anything that Ron Paul can hang his hat on.
Yeah. I forgot that we left a comment hanging from our last half hour with a caller who thought that Barack Obama was indeed surging and maybe he has the momentum to take this on the Democratic side, and the caller thought Barack Obama would be a very strong opponent against John McCain. Your thoughts on what he has said about that?
I don't disagree with it. I think you can draw a very striking contrast between Barack Obama as a younger, idealistic, more of an outsider than John McCain, who's, been in Washington for decades. The older white male syndrome that the Republican Party is always taking hits for. So I think you can just draw those basic parallels. I think that obviously people are responding to Barack Obama, and I think Barack Obama would be a formidable candidate. I think he has done a great job and is a charismatic guy in that respect, but clearly he's policy light, and as this thing grinds forward, people are going to be asking questions, okay, we like you, but what do you stand for, and what are you going to do for this country? And I think those are fair questions to start asking Barack Obama. I think, as the race goes on, particularly on the Democratic side, where this campaign is built with the delegates, that there will be no clear front runner for a while, can potentially benefit Republicans. Republicans can get their act together as their races go on, pick a nominee sooner, and that gives that nominee a much clearer shot. Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are slugging it out in a contest that threatens to become very ugly and really divide the party, and we've seen some evidence of that beginning to happen. So Republicans stand a chance to benefit if Democrats don't coalesce around one candidate soon, and all signs point to that not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, the other day, Hillary Clinton and John McCain both appeared on, Chris Wallace on Fox was interviewing both of them separately, but then had them on together for a little while as he transitioned. And they both were promising a friendly civil campaign should they meet each other. What'd you make of that?
I think they will. I think there is some respect there, and I think they'll. I hope they'll stick to that. But as we all know in campaigns, when times get desperate, the mudslinging begins, and we'll see how long they stick to that. It would be a nice thing to see, obviously, and I think that's one of the reasons why Obama has been showing so much momentum. They're responding to him because he is a different kind of politician who has a different message and has not been the sort of mudslinger that, frankly, Hillary Clinton, in my view, threatens to become. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from her as a campaigner. They know what they're doing over there. But, they have taken some shots at Barack Obama, and it's been a fairly ugly thing to see, and I'm afraid it's going to be a sign of things to come on the Democratic side.
Terry in Lake Mills, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have two questions. First, I'd like to get the most informed recent speculation about what yesterday's results might mean for Mike Bloomberg jumping in as an independent. And secondly, if he does, how that's going to affect the Democratic candidates before the convention and the Democrats versus the Republicans after the conventions.
Well, I've been looking at the Mike Bloomberg candidacy as kind of drawing parallels to what happened with Ross Perot in 1992. I don't see a way that, despite his vast wealth, that he could actually become president and win. I just don't see that happening. It's fairly late in the game. Supporters have in large chunks, picked their candidate right now, and I don't see a shakeup of that magnitude happening. But clearly, with the unrest that's out there and these undecided contests on both sides of the aisle, there's clearly a number of people out there who aren't sure and might respond to another candidate jumping into the race. And Mike Bloomberg certainly has the funds to do that and have an impact. I don't see him winning, but again, going back to the analogy of Ross Perot in 1992, if he were to get into this race, potentially you could see our next president being elected with less than 50% of the vote. You could make the case that that might help Hillary Clinton, just as it did her husband back in 1992, depending on who Bloomberg pulls more from in terms of a vote count. So it would certainly be fascinating to watch. I mean, this has been a fascinating race to watch so far, and having an independent like a Mike Bloomberg jump into it would just make it even more unsettled but fascinating for the political junkies out there like me who like to watch this stuff.
Yeah, it sure would. But why would Bloomberg think that we needed some independent person who maybe is more bipartisan if a John McCain is running?
That's a good question, and that's a question for Mike Bloomberg, and whether it's a combination of him seeing that the issues that he's concerned about aren't being properly addressed, whether it's ego and some combination of that, that's an excellent question. I think that the voters have a really strong variety of candidates and points of view to choose from, so I don't see where, frankly, a Mike Bloomberg is needed in this race. But it would certainly add another wrinkle to things, and it would be fascinating to watch. But, the other thing to consider, too, as I alluded to before, is that you are starting to see, bases of support coalesce around certain candidates. He has money, but you also need organization, and you also need a base of support to draw from. Having vast personal wealth, as Mitt Romney can attest, can only get you so far. And so I don't see Mike Bloomberg doing more than just being a cog in the wheel and maybe taking some votes away from both sides and just making it a more interesting race than it's been already.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday that said that people close to Bloomberg said he was maybe going to make a decision in May, but he was still mulling over and probably waiting to see who the nominees on both sides are going to be.
I'm sure, and surveying the field and deciding whether there's room for him or not. And, I talked a little bit about the ego thing. I mean, politicians like to be speculated about, and they like to hear the talk about, is he going to get in the race? Is he not going to get in the race? And, that speculation, as we saw with Fred Thompson, for example, earlier this year, it can only, again, carry you so far, and you have to actually get in the race and start talking about the issues and start producing the support.
We will check weather, and it's quite the weather forecast. And then we'll continue talking with Chris Lotto, who is Public Relations Account Executive for Avacom Marketing Communications in Waukesha, the former Communications Director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin. He managed Republican and independent campaigns, and we're talking about the presidential campaign right now and the results of Super Tuesday. 1-800-642-1234. We welcome your reactions and questions about the Super Tuesday results. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, February the 6th. Coming up after 8, we will welcome in another guest to continue talking about the Super Tuesday results, maybe a little bit more of a focus on the Democratic side of the ticket, though we are discussing the Democratic side of the ticket as well this hour with Chris Lotto, who was formerly with the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And Ray in New London is our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Basically, what my question is, I've come to the conclusion, I've been voting since I was 18. I'm now 45. Same two parties. And I'm one of those evil evangelicals. And the Republicans are always talking. They had how many years? 4 to 8 years that they were in control of both the houses and the presidency, and they didn't deliver on any of the promises they've always promised to us. And the way I look at it is, Einstein stated that if you do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results, that's the definition of insanity. And I can't vote for the Republicans anymore. They have constantly promised, they never deliver, and I'm going to be changing over to the Constitution Party. I'm just wondering if your guest knows if that has, if there's a lot of people that are starting to come to the same conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Chris Lotto?
Well, I think you see that on both sides of the aisle, that there is, over time, a certain degree of disillusionement. People change their views or see the party not reflecting their views, and so they look for alternatives. And I think that's healthy and normal. Do I see a mass exodus of the Republican Party on this? No, I don't. But I certainly think that folks are searching, and 2008 is, as all of these elections are, but this one more than most, because we are dealing with such serious, weighty issues this year with the economy and Iraq and healthcare and the other issues that are being discussed on the campaign trail. I think it is, I applaud him for looking at the alternatives and in his case saying, I'm going to move on to another party. I don't see that happening on a large-scale level for either party, but I certainly think it's healthy to do that.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray, for the call. Is the Republican Party, as I heard one commentator put it, searching for its soul?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that after what happened in 2006, where it was such a massive sweep over Republicans, there's rebuilding that goes on. That's a body blow that you need some time to recover from, and it leads to a lot of internal questioning. What did we do wrong? Where is our message weak? How do we get the folks that are leaving the tent back under the tent? And you begin to question, are we conservative enough? Are we too conservative? Are we not appealing to the mainstream? You start asking all of those questions, and that leads to a certain degree of disarray. And I think that's what you're seeing with the support and the vehement opposition to John McCain. It is a party sort of looking to rebrand itself and to reestablish its identity after 2006. And I think that's similar to the sort of wandering in the wilderness that the Democrats did after the congressional sweep by Republicans in 1994. You're going to see that kind of rebuilding. The question is, can the Republican Party bounce back quickly enough? And that's I think this presidential race will tell that story.
Mm-hmm. Next, we go to Jay in Eau Claire. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I'm curious about something. I was watching CNN for much of the night, and this is probably a better question for your next guest, but several exit poll results came out with the Hispanic vote and the Asian vote heavily favoring Clinton by a margin like 70% to 30%, and among the poorest Americans, the bottom, people making less than $35,000 a year, they went heavily for Clinton, and the wealthy, those making more than $150,000, went heavily for Barack Obama. I can't explain any of those four findings.
Yeah, we touched on that in our last hour, too. Chris Lotto, any thoughts on that?
I think it serves to illustrate in part mm-hmm. that this is just such an unpredictable race that has really confounded the pundits at every turn. I was watching some of the NBC coverage last night, and they had, I believe his name is Tavis Smiley, on talking about how you know, the experts were shot down yet again. I mean, is the nature of this race that you cannot draw any clear lines about what is going on out there? This is, you know, it sounds cliched, but it's democracy at its finest, and I'm excited about this coming to Wisconsin in the weeks to come. But you are seeing some divergence there. You are seeing, obviously, black voters are turning out more in force for Barack Obama. Female voters are getting out there for Hillary Clinton. I think as this race goes on, because it is such an unsettled race and a long march for delegates on the Democratic side, that I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see a national picture of all the data and which way things swung for which candidate. It'll be interesting to watch. But right now, it's I agree, it's absolutely confounding.
Yeah, a brief wire story. Exit polls are showing Democrat Barack Obama drawing support from white men, blacks, young voters, and the affluent. White women and Hispanics are backing top rival Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, polling shows Republican John McCain is winning support from a varied group of voters, including men, older voters, veterans, and Hispanics.
And I think that's, you know, John McCain is a strong general election contender because he can cross the line and appeal to independents and even some, you know, conservative-minded Democrats. McCain does have that appeal. But as we know, these races right now are all about, you know, party loyalty and speaking to those constituencies within the party. And then once you clinch the nomination, then you move to broaden your message somewhat. And I think that's why we're seeing some of this internal gnashing of teeth over the possibility of John McCain being the nominee. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, for example, to bring it back home to Wisconsin, I'm sure that there are plenty of Republicans out there in Wisconsin who are having heart palpitations when they saw Russ Feingold praising John McCain recently. But, you know, that is an illustration of the kind of appeal that McCain has. And he will definitely be, assuming he locks up the nomination, a formidable candidate for president.
Why do so many conservatives abhor the McCain-Feingold legislation?
Well, I think they see it as a limit on free speech, and I realize that's a simplistic way of putting it. And I think that there are many in the Republican Party who see just the idea of him working with somebody who is viewed as liberal on a lot of issues as a betrayal of sorts, and especially on an issue like this, which is very divisive and, you know, has angered groups on both sides of the aisle, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. So I think there is some of that McCain is seen as somebody who is not kind of willing to step in line and toe the conservative Republican Party line when he needs to. And I think that there is some disillusionment there that he is going to have to overcome.
Next we go to Tom in Cudahy. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask your guest what a McCain victory or a McCain as the head of the ticket in the Bible Belt South, where he's getting pounded by candidates like Huckabee, what that would mean in the congressional House and the Senate races, if the Southerners don't turn out for McCain, and if that could bring a really disastrous turnabout, especially in the urban areas in the South. Thank you.
I don't know how much of a coattail effect there would be. You know, obviously Tip O'Neill once said that all politics is local, and I think that, you know, voters down there will recognize in their own races in congressional districts and Senate races that they need to turn out and support their candidate. Obviously, it helps to have somebody at the top of the ticket who's exciting people, and right now McCain in those sectors in the South is clearly not doing that and is going to have to mend those fences and reach out to those people. As we've been discussing this hour, perhaps, you know, the selection of a vice presidential candidate will be able to excite them. He's going to have to reach out, and he's going to have to appeal. He's going to have to lay his record out there and say, here is my message. Here is why you need to support me. I think people need to consider, as I said a little earlier, that, you know, half a loaf is better than nothing at all. And, you know, if the alternative is Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, do you really want to not turn out for John McCain, assuming that he is the Republican nominee? And I think there's going to be a lot of soul-searching on the Republican side here in the weeks and months ahead to decide if they really want to do that.
Yeah. Well, set the stage for us for, like, next week. There are some various presidential contests coming up. And where do you see the GOP side going?
Well, I think that clearly McCain has momentum on his side, and we'll have to watch and see what Mitt Romney does here. He's having these high-level discussions about the future of his campaign. So, you know, we may see an announcement today. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to wait and see on that. And obviously that changes things quite a bit. I don't know that Mike Huckabee has been treated as seriously as the rest. Clearly, after an early win or two and some momentum, he kind of fell off the map and resurged a little bit, on Super Tuesday, but does not have that momentum, I think, to carry him all the way to the nomination. But I think the real question here is what happens with Mitt Romney, and I mm-hmm. think that will tell the tale in the next couple of weeks. On the Democratic side, it's going to continue to be a slog, and every expert out there is saying this could go all the way to convention, which, again, potentially helps the Republican side of the aisle if they can coalesce around one candidate and begin hammering away at the competition.
Yeah, just about out of time, though. We will expect to see some candidate visits here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to watch.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Chris Lotto is the former communications director for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, has managed Republican and independent campaigns. He is now a public relations account executive for Avacom Marketing Communications in Waukesha. And we thank him for his take on the Super Tuesday results. We'll continue talking about Super Tuesday results in the race for the White House in our next hour with a guest from a different perspective. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.